This is Reverend Bookburn. If you are a taper or a relay broadcaster or whatever, we're going to start in about a half a minute or so. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, back after several weeks of no show, miscellaneous technical difficulties, and the newly domesticated Reverend's obligations. We are back for the first time since the Res Erection show, and tonight is very special, and even though it's late in coming, we still want to do the theme. Ken Lay's funeral show, subtitled Everybody Gets Laid. So I don't want you to think we only want to celebrate the death of Enron CEO, white-collar criminal, one of the worst corporate criminals, a worse criminal than the combined tens of thousands of street criminals across the nation for the last 50 years. Mr. Ken Lay, friend of the Bush crime family and four generations of crime and blood there. But we don't just want to celebrate the death of Ken Lay and celebrate other uplifting news. We also want tonight to kind of be a catalyst for helping Bookburners who need it getting laid. After all, his name was Ken Lay, and so I think just this once, for this one component of life, we're going to listen to the masters, listen to the corporate political bosses, and follow the example of at least the name of Ken Lay. So we're going to try to get the Bookburners laid, celebrate Ken Lay's death, and we're going to acknowledge somebody who passed away since the last show. And so even though it's really weird mixing it with the theme, tonight is Ken Lay's funeral show, but tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of a worthwhile human who passed away, an actual loss. And no, the corporate media does not have its face in his dead ass crack like they do with Ken Lay. They are, if anything, maligning him. And he was the founder of Pink Floyd. He's on the first album and a couple of tracks on some subsequent releases. But at age 60 on July 7th, the world lost Syd Barrett, and we're going to play some tracks in accordance with the passing of Syd Barrett, and including, we'll save the tribute stuff for next week, except for one, and tonight's show is dedicated in honor and memory of somebody who does deserve honor after his passing, Syd Barrett. So let's get started. We're going to play a first song for the late Ken Lay, corporate criminal, friend of the Bush crime family, one of the blights of the universe, darling of the corporate media. This is by the Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments. This is entitled My Mysterious Death. Turn it up.
I was election. Supreme Court made the selection. The corporations gave the direction. They said push it. He went and hired his daddy's staff and a few guys from Nixon's just for a laugh. Now the world is his oyster, split in half. Push it. Though he'd never been to a foreign land, had a map of the world he'd never understand. Right up his back with the puppeteer's hand. Push it. Push it. The old president's son. Push it. That's the way it's done. Push it. For all of your friends, who knows where this whole thing's gonna end. Then someone goes and topples the towers. Took years to build, destroyed it in hours. The FBI and CIA said, give us more powers. Push it. Then the puppeteer says, hey, I got a plan. Though the guys were all Saudis, let's bomb Afghanistan and camp out with our friends in Pakistan. Push it. But that wasn't the end to these tragic attacks. Someone used the U.S. mail to send anthrax. Kind of funny how it just went to Democrats. Push it. Push it, the old president's boy. Push it, he got a brand new toy. Push it, down old Texas way. Hey, now look at Georgie Jr. play. Vice President Cheney meets with Enron, of course, on how to manage our oil resource. Get them rolling blackouts and a secret task force. We'll push it. Then Enron goes bankrupt after stealing us blind, but they left a trail of campaign cash behind. When asked for his records, Cheney big time declined. He said, push it. Now before 9-1-1, Bush wasn't too bright. Did Osama bin Laden show him the light? They're both CIA boys and they know how to fight. They push it. Push it to the limit and then push it. And push it again. Push it. And make no mistake, there is just so much that we can take. He's got two drunken daughters and a drug addict niece. But that doesn't matter, he'll just call up the police and say you can keep all the others, but I want their release. Push it. Now he did booze and coke, and he doesn't deny it, but he says that he quit and is on a new diet. Now he passes out on pretzels. Does anyone buy it? Push it. Now Bush is an artist, and he's trying to sell it. He's a bit of a devil, doesn't think we can tell it. But it's piled up so high, you can't help but smell it. Bush. Bush. The new president's song. Bush it. You know he can't be wrong. Bush it. Out of the president's way. What more can a real American say? Bush it. Bush it. Bush it. We'll be right back.
That's all you seem to do, baby.
Messing around with every guy in town,
putting me down for figuring out someone new.
They're always the same, they play the game,
drive me insane. The trouble's gonna come to you.
One of these days,
and it won't be long, you look for me, but oh, baby, I'll be gone.
Tomorrow, there is no other day. Let's try. on a gown that touches the ground. Float on a river forever and ever, Emily.
$2,000
where next?
Let's make your Exxon, Exxon Valdez rig havoc way up north. Exxon shares still held their work. They run our laws on a demographic chart. They steal our souls from the very start. And my God, you try to pick me by it all. Death to the multinational. A millionaire drug tries to sell me shoes. I can't jump that high. The banks are set up to keep our money. They keep most of it. The drug companies live like a bunch of junkies off pensioners' money. And my tiny boys, they can stomp real fast. They run our lives on a demographic chart. They steal our souls from the very start. And my addiction tries to make me buy it all. Death to the multinational. They run our lives on a demographic chart. They steal our souls from the very start. And my addiction tries to make me buy it all. Death to the multinationals.
Hello to Dave Onion and Mr. Ed of Radio Volta, functioning in a technical capacity and helping us to continue streaming. That's right. Thanks to Mr. Ed, Radio Volta can get it up and keep it up. And that is a valuable asset for an independent internet broadcasting system. You heard DOA doing Death to the Multinationals from their Festival of Atheists CD. Before DOA, you heard Motorhead doing Mean Machine. Pink Floyd from their first album with Syd Barrett did See Emily Play. Dread Zeppelin did Your Time Is Gonna Come. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Bush It. And started off with the Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments doing My Mysterious Death, Turn It Up. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live on Sunday nights when the station can and does get it up and keep it up. From 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And at one time, Relay broadcasted in other outlets. I don't know or care if that continues. But you will hear The Reverend Is In at Radio Volta 9 to 11 on Sunday nights when we are up and The Reverend is able to get here. And returning for the first time since the Res Erection Show in July. Tonight the theme is Ken Lay's Funeral Show. Everybody gets laid. If the station is up next Sunday night and Mr. Ed, who has a lot of faith, and reverends like to hear that, Mr. Ed is full of faith that we will be up next Sunday night, and that means that next Sunday night we will broadcast and broadcast with another theme, and that theme will be Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver. Yes. In fact, we might even invite Melly Mel Gibson to participate in the show. We're not going to do the show about Rush Limbaugh. Limp Dick Rushy's Excellent Vacation. Celebrating his getting stopped at the airport, returning from the Dominican Republic for his vacation with the improperly prescribed bottle of Viagra. Gee, what does this sexual negative, Puritan, moral crusader, campaigner for morals and family values, hardcore conservative, sex negative Puritan be doing in Dominican Republic with a bottle of Viagra? We'll have to ask Bob Dole and the Christian Coalition people just exactly what he had in mind. But even though we're not going to do Limptic Rushy's Excellent Vacation, we're going to play some of the playlist for that because it's too much fun. And I've been psyched during these weeks that we haven't been broadcasting to do the Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver as soon as we heard the news about Mel Gibson. So that is definitely on the agenda. So that will be next week, according to our man of deep faith, Mr. Ed, who is the best thing since Marlon to come along. And he's even showing the Reverend how to do things. So we will say that we will be back in 1 week for that. And in 2 weeks, there is no show. And then we'll be returning the week after that. The theme will be announced, as well as all updates, fun links, information, humor, music links, music video links, and all kinds of other shit. And, of course, regular rantings and updates at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend, write to Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking retard after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts Enron Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Other forthcoming themes on The Reverend Is In include Halliburton Gives Condi an Oilgasm, Who Would Jesus Do?, Big Holy Love / Desperate Handmaids, Democratic Party is Bush Light, Warning Labels for the Bible, Marketing Chocolate Contraception, White Illegal Aliens, Petroleum Predators, Karl Rove's Ass Under Probe, Faith-Based Star Wars, The Return of Pastor Whoremaster, The Grand Opening of the Official White House Corporate Brothel, Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, and the myths of love addict, sex addict, and other misuses and abuses of the word addict. That will be when we do Recovery for Propagandists, as well as pubic property, Puritan posturing, and sex negativism from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left and right, Christian fundamentalists to groupthink free thinkers, to certain kinds of women's studies programs, all of which will be covered in depth and with humor and music as well when we do the Pubic Property Show. More perverted stories from Moral Crusaders, starring W. David Hager, Senator Henry Hyde, Neil Horsley, Randall Terry, and more. Henry Hyde's Retirement Party, The Reverend Found the Palmias, and SSS Satanic Social Services is faith-based. And we're going to do another show that, before the Rush Limbaugh Viagra headline-making story occurred, we were going to do a theme called Who Eats Rush Limbaugh's Ass? And the reason was that people, appropriately so, took issue with the use of the word sucks as a negative. And, of course, that's perfectly understandable because who doesn't like to be sucked? And the people who say that applies to them the loudest, the religious right, the Puritan posturers in Congress, are, of course, the people who love the most to be sucked. So we don't say sucks as a negative. So we thought, well, who's going to come forward and speak up on behalf of the people who eat Rush Limbaugh's ass? And we thought nobody would come up to us and respond to that as a negative. So we were going to do that, and the theme wasn't so much to focus on Rush Limbaugh's ass, but to talk about who the biggest ripoffs and assholes were, and not just the big companies like Exxon and Enron and those kinds of assholes, but also the smaller time assholes that fuck people over, from Blockbuster to Coors to Curves, that gives money to extremist anti-abortion assholes, the people who literally rip people off, like Hollywood Tans, Match.com. Personally, I think a person has to be a retard to even be a part of that. But yes, the Reverend knows somebody from a former workplace that was willing to give their money, and then it became an eternal auto billing, electronic billing system. So we were going to cover all of the assholes who deserved a brief spotlight shined on their asshole selves, and that was going to be called Who Eats Rush Limbaugh's Ass. And of course, send your ideas. A lot of people send a lot of good stuff that would be appropriate for the to be renamed Who Eats Rush Limbaugh's Ass themed show. Alright, tonight we're dedicating the show to Syd Barrett, in case you missed the very beginning. And the Pink Floyd track was from the first album that featured Syd Barrett, the See Emily Play song. And it was sad to lose him. And we wanted to acknowledge him as a person who was worthwhile of acknowledging after his passing. And, of course, we are focusing on an unworthy embarrassment to the human species, and a person who provided another reason why it is so important to support independent media. The corporate media to this day has its collective face in his dead ass crack, where they continue to try to sugarcoat him, to talk about how Kenny Boy started from nothing and built a successful empire, and yeah, he got in a little trouble, but to the end, he was a man of faith, like my friend Ed here. So, reminder number 20 million of the importance of supporting independent media, countering the myths and bullshit of the corporate media, and having more fun in the process. So we're also going to give tunes humor, and on this show, hotness and great entertainment, in addition to shattering the myths. Ken Lay, contrary to what goes out in the corporate media, is not worthy of respect or honor just because he passed away. He was an asshole when he was alive, and now that he is dead, he is a dead asshole. He is the worst of our species, and just one of many examples of why he is the worst of our species is the fact that he was so closely tied, business-wise and personal-wise, with the Bush crime family. Four generations of blood and crime in that family. The biggest donor to the 2000 Bush campaign for presidency. But more than that, as illustrated in countless documented articles in the Enron movie, which is highly recommended, the manufacturer of fake energy crises, a person who got to co-author the criminal Bush regime's energy policy, And ultimately, the man at the top during business operations that deliberately, premeditatedly, calculatedly fucked the lives of thousands of employees. Their retirement, their investments, their entire future deliberately fucked by this man. And the fact that the corporate media is kissing his ass to this day, that reason alone would tell me that a part of my life's purpose while I have time on this earth, one of the most worthwhile things I could do, just for this reason alone, let alone the thousands of other reasons, is to live to, as effectively as possible, say, fuck the corporate media, and to expand independent media as much as humanly possible. Fuck you, Dead Ken Lay, your co-defendants, and your fellow corporate criminals at WorldCom, the Regus crime family at Adelphia Cable Systems, Tyco, the Health South healthcare scam corporate criminal scums, and countless others who are just like you and the small level versions of your people who run business improvement districts, who use eminent domain laws to fuck over small businesses and residents. And tonight we are going to celebrate that with some great tunes and also throw in some other news and stuff. There's so much shit from the weeks that we were not on the air that, as usual, now that I am here with these stacks of papers and 20 million songs, I realize that I plan practically an all-night show, which I'm not going to do. However, we will get to as much as possible. Any tracks we don't get to, I'll try to get to next week, and that are worthwhile, as well as some of the ones that were intended for the Limptic Rushy's Excellent Vacation Show. Cover some news, if time permits, some movie reviews, and miscellaneous essentials. A whole lot of stuff is at reverendbookburn.com, including Paul Krasner's recent great posting at Arianna Huffington's site, Huffington Post, about that idiotic author and professional plagiarist Ann Coulter, and some excellent videos and all that kind of shit. But now we have a very important political statement to make from one of the great spokespeople of our time. This is from the brand new release by Peaches from her Impeach My Bush CD. And Peaches wants to say to us, fuck or kill.
Wrong, impeach me. passing over to me. Don't look at that joy, my friend. Passing over to me, yeah. Oh, loved one, just like other one. Been hanging on so long, and I really would like to get some. Don't look at that joy, my friend. I see it all up to me, yeah. Don't look at that joy, my friend. I see it all up to me. Just like the hard one, at once just about to end. So come on and be a real friend, yeah. And go get that joy, my friend. I see it over to me. My friend, I see it over to me, yeah.
Gotten to the point where they are talking about using torture as a possible means of extracting information. Even liberals like Alan Dershowitz, who said that it would be irresponsible not to consider the possibility of using torture to extract information. And I thought about it, you know, I think for Kenneth Lay, yeah. Now, I was at the Republican and Democratic conventions, and at the Republican convention, Dick Cheney said that whenever we think of Al Gore, we'll think of Bill Clinton. The implication, of course, was that the two of them had a threesome with Monica Lewinsky. And the one who believed it most was Al Gore. What happened was that Bush campaigned on that whole image. You know, we're going to put honor and dignity back into the White House. You know, and everybody knew what the implication was. So Bush didn't get a blowjob in the Oval Room, but he did get a lousy lay in the White House. And so I have Schadenfreude about this whole thing. There's a German word, I think it's pronounced Schadenfreude. 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 And it means shadow joy, which is the name of a stripper I once met. But it means taking pleasure in someone else's misery. And all during the past few months, I've had a few Schadenfreude attacks. I pronounce it that way because I need a mnemonic device to remember it, and so I think of Sigmund Freud with a lampshade stuck in his stomach. So I had my first Schadenfreude attack when they canceled the Emmys. That was a good one, you know. Oh, and then they did it again. But for Enron, it's just one constant Schadenfreude. Oh. I mean, you know, that company was originally called Enteron, which literally meant intestines. So they, true, that's true. But they shortened it to Enron, which means shit on all your employees. And then, of course, came Pretzelgate. And there's been a lot of speculation about that. The theory that I think is the most close to reality is that Bush was eating his pretzels and his two dogs knocked over the beer. But when Dick Cheney was in his cave playing pinochle with Osama bin Laden, where the two caves met, he heard the news. They have a dish there. He gets good TV reception. And he saw the first report that Bush had choked and passed out. And if this were a little more permanent, he might well become the president. He was the successor. So Cheney got so excited that he had a heart attack. See, Alanis, that's ironic.
It's awfully considerate of you to think of me here, and I'm most obliged to you for making it clear that I'm not here. And I never knew the moon could be so big, and I never knew the moon could be so blue, and I'm grateful that you threw away my old shoes and brought me here instead dressed in red.
bus got this old nation trained on some killer races. Refrain, the same train, full of cocaine, blows the brain. Have you forgotten? I've been through the first term of rotten. The father, the son, and the whole shit, we all in. Don't look at me, I ain't calling for no assassination. I'm just saying, we voted for that asshole of your nation. Deja Bush, pushed by the head rush when I wrote the bum rush. So you salute to the vampire's players who did what Reagan said. And then became president himself, went for death, knee deep in his damn self. Stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral push. Zombie ain't no feather where I'm putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free. If I fight for y'all, they get me.
Come on!
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a Bush? Son of a Bush, is he all up in your zone? You ain't never heard someone sold to the bone, I told y'all when the first Bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust him. As you salute to the Illuminati, you know what? Take your ass to your 1 million party. Come on!
Son of a bad man.
Ain't that a Bush? Ain't that a Bush? Out of nowhere, headed to the hot house. He killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a Bush, ain't that a son of a Bush? Cats doing big for the same Bush shit that you did. The bomb, serial killer kid, go!
Son of a bad man.
It's a real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a Bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas rubbing tiles. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child.
Here it is.
Make a note. Give it to Kathy, who may be the best at this. Since we're going to wish people a happy Rosh Hashanah, which is my idea and a good idea, just don't forget to check when Ramadan is. We have to wish all of our Muslim friends happy Ramadan.
All they do is fuck you, get fat on the bed. Get the drugs to the boy, watch them pop so they can get that grub to the stinking boy. We're here to warn you. They can say buy or die. Business is on parade. Corporate scantily. Drugs for us poor, river on sore. So come and buy the rich, promise life in the ditch. Don't be what the policy say, don't be what they do. All they do is fuck you, not on their pay. Get a gun to the ball, watch man pop so they can get their grub to the fucking floor. We're to warn you. They're gonna say buy or die. Business is on parade. Corporate scantily. Drugs for the poor, the reason why it's all coming from the rich. Pulling
Kill the warmth and kill the light. DC boys. Now just what you fixing to do?
Okay, you heard a shitload of songs from MDC. You heard Business on Parade. John Wayne was a Nazi. greedy and pathetic, church and state, kill the light, American achievement, and chicken squawk. Before that, you heard Public Enemy doing Son of a Bush, DJ Pwn Baghdad remix. Eden did Jug Band Blues. That was a Pink Floyd song written by Syd Barrett. And before that, Paul Krasner did Enron Blues from his comedy CD, Irony Lives. Rising Lion did Don't Bogart Me. And started off with Peaches doing Fuck or Kill. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Ken Lay's funeral show. Everybody gets laid. And hopefully everybody is doing just that while listening to the show and getting into this entertainment and acknowledging the passing of a true asshole, a true blight of our species, and at the same time honoring a great person who has passed, one of the greatest contributors to the evolution of our species, at least from the musical end of it. Of course, I'm referring to Syd Barrett, whom you've heard two tracks going out to, and possibly another to come if we have time. And let's see, what else did we not cover before? At ReverendBookburn.com, we covered the fact that there was a contest for the forthcoming spoken word release by Jello Biafra at Alternative Tentacles label. And the great Rex Cat, the Bookburner, was going to contribute a submission to that, as well as one other person in Bookburner circles. And it turns out that the contest has ended and that it is going to be the guy who usually does Jello Biafra recording covers, and that would be Winston Smith, who is going to be designing the cover of the next Jello recording. So that is over, but if you want details about that or Jello or anything relating to that, their music, spoken word releases, books, and DVDs, great stuff, it's at alternativetentacles.com. A minor technical thing, 1 minute. Okay, there's no minor technical difficulty. So, the Jello Art Contest is over, and Winston Smith is going to do the next cover of the forthcoming spoken word release from Jello Biafra. There has been about five or six postings since we were initially intending to do the Ken Lay funeral show. And out of that, I wanted to point out some highlights, because I realized that when there's a million links, that people can just end up overlooking all of them. So, hi. Everything okay?
Good.
Mr. Ed is an invaluable help here. And the Reverend is full of confidence that we're going to stay streaming for the rest of the show and next week. Okay, to check out Sid Barrett's best tribute, there's a link to the Beyond the Wildwood release, which is probably the best of the recordings. That's my bias, and we're debating that tonight. But there is a link to Beyond the Wildwood if you want to check out a Sid Barrett tribute release. There's also a hilarious must-see music video link for Eric Swartz's song, Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis, which goes to the Pat Robertsons of the world, the anti-abortion wing nuts, and similar. Paul Krasner's link about sex with Ann Coulter. Dr. Susan Block's blog, including two feedback remarks from the Reverend, one from her Bush's Fecal Matter blog posting, and the other to the corrupt judge's impeachment trial in Los Angeles. Let's see, Doctors Without Borders link, the legitimate Timothy Leary book. I'm sad to say that Philadelphia City Paper gave publicity to the illegitimate recent Timothy Leary supposed biography book that's out now that's a total crock of shit. But a legitimate book is forthcoming, and that's going to be called I Have America Surrounded, The Life of Timothy Leary from Barricade Books, and there's a link to that. And it's going to be reviewed in one of the upcoming issues of High Times in the column by Paul Krasner. The link to DOA, especially their DVD, and the CD that you heard the song from tonight, Festival of Atheists. Ann Magnuson's Vandemonium film, which I believe is on DVD at the link for that. The hysterical article from The Onion on Ken Lay's rotten corpse being sentenced to prison anyway. The Larry Kramer article about Nuremberg trials for the worst culprits in the AIDS crisis. And, of course, the Texas Homegrown Dope Seeds link from Funny Times, probably the funniest publication on earth, and a lot of people don't even know about it. Answer Me Jesus, the Jesus Magic 8-Ball, Rex Cat's incredible video collection at YouTube, the Holy Man music video by Three Sixes, which is a must-see, especially if anyone in your life is talking in defense of the worst pedophile ring in the history of our species. Of course, I mean the priests. KenLayIsAlive.org, the Bush-Hitler comparison article, and the solicitation for ideas for the Who Eats Rush Limbaugh's Ass show about rip-off companies from Curves to Blockbuster to the other chains to asshole companies, Coors. We're renaming the Rush's Ass show. And let's see. Hippie John decided to help me with the movie reviews, but there's too many. So we'll just say worthwhile are Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, now on DVD, Wall Street in honor of the Ken Lay funeral show, Tom Jones, coming out soon, The U.S. versus John Lennon. Let's see. The original black and white silent versions of The Wizard of Oz. And these are like a dollar. You really need to check out budget bins. And also found in a budget bin for a dollar, The Trial, which is very worthwhile. Serious Woody Allen release. Match Point, Facing Windows, about a survivor of Mussolini's fascist Italy, subtitled and good. What else did we see? Kinsey, very recommended. And for a fun retard movie, a Scary Movie 2. and last but not least, and it's linked at reverendbookburn.com, the Enron movie, subtitled, I hate the subtitle, The Smartest Guys in the Room, the Biggest Assholes in the Room, is more like it. And let's see, how much time? All right, I'm going to let the stuff at the website be good enough for the information side of this and get back to the music, because there's a whole other set, plus credits, plus there's new projects in the works, but you'll see them at the site. Another film idea to make the Reverend Bookburn movie, The Passion of the Santa, before or after United We Stand Erect. And let's see, marketing inflatable altar boys and chocolate contraception and other fun ideas if we take this ride as far as it can go. But in the meantime, let's play another set. You've been hearing MDC doing stuff from their first two releases. Now we're going to play the Enron song by the Capitol Steps. But first, let's play a song by featuring that piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, the original oil fucker of the White House, and his dingy spouse. Here are the Bushes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Laura Bush. It's so wonderful to be here with you tonight and share a giggle. Well, without further ado, let me introduce my husband and your president, George W. Bush. Now, honey, you know, I'm really worried about you. You're still staying up so late, night after night. Are you still cramming those Afghani language lessons?
Well, yes, I am, honey, but I tell you, it's paying off. Check it out. Mecca like a high, Mecca honey ho.
Well, I certainly am impressed.
Yeah, when we catch Bin Laden, I want to be able to look him in the eye, tell him in his own language exactly what we're going to do to him. So far, I've found translations for words like nostril, burning hot poker. But I can't seem to find an Afghani translation for Lorena Bobbitt.
Well, George, you know, up until recently, and how can I say this in a nice way? Up until recently, you certainly hid your intelligence well.
Well, honey, I think most Americans are starting to realize that that was all just an act. Just a big facade. I think my down-home manner, my self-defecating humor were... These things were endearing and charming to the American people. Americans liked the idea that they were smarter than the president. I mean, hey, nobody likes a know-it-all. But make no mistake, times are changing.
George, don't misunderstand me. I hope that you will think twice before you open your mouth. Please hear these words of advice. Don't go faking you're smart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Oh, honey, when you try those big words,
I get so tongue-tied. Okay, just ask me questions. Let's start.
I've got a difficult one.
Bring it on.
What's the goal of the space program now?
To land a man on the sun. Of course, it'll be rather hot, so they'll probably want to do it at night.
Ooh, America knows it.
America knows.
It's good that you're tough.
just smart enough.
Ooh,
America knows it. America knows
you're winning this war.
And there's just one thing more. Ooh, they're glad I'm not Al Gore.
Yes, hello, I'm from the accounting firm of Arthur Anderson. And I want to assure you that we are committed to the highest standards in accounting practices. Anyway, what I know about your 401k could fill a prison cell. But don't take my word for it. Here's some of our top accountants right now. I met him on a Monday when my sheets were spread.
And then run, 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 and then run, run.
The lawyers want the truth, but they won't find a shred.
And then run, 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 and then run, run. Can it place a frame? No one will get paid. Guess they all got laid. By and run, 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 by and run, run.
And if you think Dick Cheney tried to use his clout
for Enron, run, run, for Enron, run.
Well, maybe that's the reason that he's hiding out.
He's gone, 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 he's gone, gone, gone. We'll go to the pen. We'll get 5 to 10. But guess who's counting them? The guys at Arthur Anderson.
And now, children's bedtime stories by me, Tom Ridge. Three little pigs. 9:15 a.m., they're three little pigs. First little pig builds a house of straw. We feel it necessary to inform him that there have been numerous unsubstantiated reports that we can neither confirm nor deny that terrorists may or may not be targeting straw houses at some time in the future. 9:30 a.m., pig realizes there is nothing he can do about it. We recommend that the pig maintain a heightened state of alert. 10:30 a.m., second little pig builds a house out of sticks. He becomes anxious when an alert is issued about suspicious-looking wolves huffing and puffing with long hair on their chinny-chin-chins. 11:15 a.m., third little pig tries to hightail it out of town but is detained at airport security when he's caught with the residue on his snout from a recently consumed powdered donut. 11:45, three little pigs live in constant fear, eventually develop eating disorders, which are rare for a pig. 12:15 p.m., first pig turns off CNN, lives happily ever after. The end.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are members of the United States Military Special Operations Delta Team. I am Major Offensive. Now, as you know, we have a difficult mission ahead of us in defeating the Taliban and capturing Osama bin Laden. So far, our military has been most successful in crippling the Taliban Air Force and taking out most of their defensive positions.
Right after the presidential election, I noticed that the Republicans didn't win the election, but at least they spent the most money, $440 million about, to get the White House for W. And that meant that instead of an election, we've gone to kind of auctions. And what I wanted to do is figure out who were the winning bidders. And I'm looking down the usual lists of suspects, you know, donor one, Enron. Donor two, Exxon. And then donor three, Southern Company. And then I'm going down the list. I see Barrick Gold Mining of Canada. Right? I say, what are the Canadians doing, you know, supporting our democracy? Lo and behold, I look on their payroll. Who's there? Poppy Bush. Right? He, you know. And So I'm thinking, now wait a minute. What are these guys doing with a used president? I mean, what do you do with him? How did he catch their attention, you know, up there with the caribou? And I look, and lo and behold, just before Bush leaves office, Poppy Bush leaves office, the rules for laying claims to gold mines are changed, and a special expedited procedure is put into place allowing Barrick Gold to lay claim to the largest gold mine in the hemisphere, $10 billion worth of gold ore, and they paid the U.S. Treasury $10,000. Nice. And then Daddy got the job. I reported this in The Observer, Sunday paper, The Guardian, George Orwell's old paper. I had his old job. And it's true. I thought George would like this one. I published it, and Bush's Goldfinger buddies sued us. See, there's no First Amendment in Britain. There's no written constitution. Americans don't understand how valuable, important this thing is. We are the only nation on earth that has a freedom of speech, a freedom of press. It's missing in the rest of the world, and especially in Britain. And so I'm campaigning for them to have a First Amendment and a Bill of Rights. You know, they could use ours. We're not using it. So, that's not funny. I was being sued by, like, you know, armed and dangerous billionaires, right? And you know, so my paper, and one of the reasons I can report what I do for the Guardian Observer is that we're run by not, like KGNU. We are run by a not-for-profit foundation. Okay? So that gives us some freedom, but not a lot of money to face down these guys. And what they said was, see, under British law, they said, they didn't deny that Bush got the job and or that there was 10,000 that they put down and they got the gold mine. What they said is that any reasonable person reading this set of facts will conclude that they're connected. So I actually let my paper sign a document to the court saying that, you know, there's no connections. So W got the donations and Poppy got the job. And Barrick got the gold mine. Public got the shaft. And there's no connections. Right? But wait, I remember why I was brought this up. Who's Joe? Who's Barrick? There's no Joe Barrick in the Canadian phone book. Who founded and funded Barrick Corporation? That well-known Canadian, Adnan Khashoggi.
The Bob Dylan blues and the Bob Dylan shoes, and my clothes and my hair's in a mess. But you know I just couldn't care less. Gonna write me a song about what's right and what's wrong, about God and my girl and all that. Quiet while I make like a cat, 'cause I'm a poet, don't you know it? And the wind, you can blow it, 'cause I'm Mr. Dylan the King. And I'm free as a bird on the wing. Roam from town to town, guess I get people down, but I don't care too much about that, 'cause my gut and my wallet are fat. Make a whole lot of dough, but I deserve it though. I got soul and a good heart of gold. So I'll sing about war and the cold, 'cause I'm a poet, don't you know it? And the wind, you can blow it, 'cause I'm Mr. Dylan the King. And I'm free as a bird on the wing.
sings about dreams and I rhymes it with seems, cause it seems that my dream always means that I can prophesy all kinds of things. Well, the guy that digs me should try hard to see that he buys all my discs and a hat. And when I'm in town, go see that. Cause I'm a poet, don't you know it? And the wind, you can blow it. Cause I'm Mr. Dylan the King. And I'm free as a bird on the wing.
Children, this is the gospel.
Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good not to buy. This is the good news. Throw open the windows, shout it out into the streets. Everybody, everywhere in the world, listen to this. You are safe now. American products, they've all been locked inside the big boxes. Our salesmen are under house arrest. International common sense has grounded our jets. Yes. We stopped our shopping.
Start.
Welcome to the Church of Stop Shopping. I'm Reverend Billy with the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir here in the East Village in lovely downtown New York City, here with Brother James Solomon Ben.
Yes, I'm here with you, Reverend.
Today's message, we ask the question, who will be spared the coming of the Shapocalypse?
Yes.
Oh, we try to do the right things. We try to honor our family, our great nation. We maybe go to Disneyland or Walmart or Starbucks. We drive and we walk and we stand in line. We're Americans.
Yes, we are. Amen.
But then we get to the cash register. We turn and we notice our friends have burst into flames.
Oh, no, say it isn't so, Reverend.
Can you feel the burning?
Yes.
Do you feel that pain? Shopping.
No.
I'm standing in line all day with commercial foreplay pumped into my skull. Finally get to the cash register. Devil, do it. Get it over with. Do it. Convert me into a savage yuppie. Cover me over with a style I have not earned.
Have mercy.
Let me chase the truly original people down into the dark alleyways and let me copy them and imitate them until they die naked and astonished. Let us pray.
Yes.
Let us pray to the God that is not a product.
Mm-hmm.
Let us put the odd back into God.
Hallelujah.
Are you there? Will you be strange enough? Can we change enough?
Yes, we can, Reverend.
We want to break through the retail wall.
Yes.
We want to be warriors of bilessness. Can we be utterly inappropriate?
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
We're coming back strong, Reverend.
There is a traffic jam rolling over me inch by inch.
Mm-hmm.
And it is killing children on the other side of the world. Can I stop my shopping?
Amen.
But we know also that we're learning to see and to feel that fire, the Shapocalypse. It registers as a kind of tempting dullness. There's only this barely perceptible feeling that we have forgotten something about ourselves.
Yes.
Something very important.
I'm not afraid. Governor Schwarzenegger. Pretty soon I'll be dictator when they make me president. Democracy is going away. Hasta la vista, baby. I will command all of you. Kindergarten cop in every school. Or I will terminate you. California, a Morales. California, a Morales. A Morales. California, a Morales. California. Enron will control you. Let the stage show we call to. Steroids for the master race. So your heart can have my face. Close your eyes, can't happen here. Bush and Cheney are already here. Send the right force of back, you say. That is Fox News has their way. Can I go for TV today? California, Morales. California, Morales. California, Morales. California. Of 2004. Knock, knock at your bedroom door. It's the Homeland Security Police. You're a terrorist, and so is your niece. Drag you secretly to a camp where we keep all the curly men. Don't you worry, it's for a cause.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. Sunday, August 20th, 2006, at RadioVolta.org and reported in ReverendBookburn.com. We have an asshole not previously, since we don't like to repeat them, nominated for Asshole of the Week. Yes, the guys who were the head of Enron were already Asshole of the Week. In fact, they were that in 2001. No, tonight we have a new asshole. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is a guy who seemingly has a progressive, liberal, countercultural slant to his oh-so-hip writings. Writing for alternative news sites. Writing reviews of books and music. And writing a review of the recent bogus book that claims to be a legitimate biography of the late Dr. Timothy Leary. His name is Neil Pollack. Neil Pollack writes on two alternative news sites about how hip the book is, and even more importantly, how hip he thinks he is, how he's one of the chosen few, one of the brains of the planet, and therefore he is perfectly appropriate to sit there and join in on the posthumous Leary bashing that was initiated this round by the asshole who wrote the bogus biography. In one page of alternative news reporting, Mr. Pollack has declared himself to be the voice of the 60s, when nothing could be more laughable. Hey, but after the ruling came out of the nation, we have no fart sounds. Starting with Cheech, one of the Cheech and Chong movies.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. To writing and joining in the bashing at the so-called progressive news sites. However, the Reverend has spoken, commented on those sites, and has been promoting the forthcoming legitimate Leary book at barricadebooks.com that isn't already out. But in the meantime, we still want to acknowledge you, Neil Pollack. You are Asshole of the Week. Definitely heard enough of the farting sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Voted Off the Island and California Uberalis 21st Century. The Avengers did Second to None. Reverend Billy did Good News, Stop Shopping, and Shopocalypse. Sid Barrett did Bob Dylan Blues. Greg Pallast did The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Capital Steps started off with Don't Go Faking You're Smart, and Enron Ron, and Tom Ridge Bedtime Story Number 1. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been delightful in doing Ken Lay's funeral show, Everybody Gets Laid. And it is our hope that we have substantially contributed to getting Bookburners laid this very evening as an appropriate celebration of the death of Ken Lay. And it was also an honor and a pleasure to give a sincere tribute to the late Syd Barrett, who passed away. There's going to be more Syd tunes and some covers and tributes and rare shit next Sunday night, which our friend Mr. Ed has assured us in his statement of faith that we will be up and running next Sunday night. No show in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I don't know the theme, but it will be posted at reverendbookburn.com. Check out the playlist, which will be posted at reverendbookburn.com. You can write to me, quail@sjcdc.org. Next Sunday night is Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to tonight's Ken Lay's funeral show, Everybody Gets Laid show. Thank you, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Bob the Caretaker, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Edward Gould, Tim from PriestsGoneWild.com, and check that site out. Dr. Susie, Mr. Zvi, Mr. Scott, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Lord Jesus, Justin, Lady Simone, Mephistopheles, Diane Fornbacher, Medical Marijuana Activists, Pro Choice Leg, Alternative Tentacles, Joe Keithley from DOA, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Holy Bloody Mary, Laura Riskell, Lady Pixan, Cecilia Fire Thunder, Dallas Blanchard, Barf, Biblical America Resistance Front, Paul Krasner, Infidel Guy, Everlasting Godstopper, Dark Lady, All Clinic Defenders, Northeast Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, Darren D. Aside, Catherine Moon, All Ibogaine Researchers, Tube Scorcher, Chris James, Lobo Red, St. Anne Marie, Sea Haggy, Lila Walla, Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, the Lucy and Raheel Pro-Choice Groups, Rowan College, Atheists and Agnostics in Rowan, New Jersey, Axis of Music, all of Radio Volta, for enduring all of the storms that we have weathered through these years, to all bookburners worldwide, and of course, to Mr. Ed, who thanks to him, Radio Volta can get it up and keep it up. And he assures us that there will be such a repetition next Sunday night for the Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver show. Thank you from the Reverend. So let's play one closing song, and then we'll be out of here. Let's play a song by the Love Dolls, and then we'll be gone. Goodbye, Ken Lay, loathsome piece of shit, contemptible, lowest form of life. We celebrate your demise, and we're going to celebrate finally with a song by the Love Dolls. This is Sunshine Day. Good night.
Sunshine day, everybody's laughing. Sunshine day, everybody's laughing. So happy today. It's awfully considerate of you to think of me here, and I'm most obliged to you for making it clear that I'm not here. And I never knew the moon could be so big, and I never knew the moon could be so blue, and I'm grateful that you threw away my old shoes and brought me here instead dressed in red. Writing this song, I don't care if the sun doesn't shine, and I don't care if nothing is mine, and I don't care if I'm nervous with you. I'll do my loving in the
sound resounds around the icy waters under.